Good morning. Before we get started, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we again come before you again, Father. We thank you again for this another day that you have given to us, Father. Thank you again for allowing us to get out of bed, Father. Thank you for our strength. Thank you for allowing us again to gather like this, Father. Father, my heart is that we gather to worship you, Father. Father, help us to realize that so many people to these days, Father, think just because they go to church and they call upon your name of your Son, Jesus, that they're saved and they're going to heaven. Oh, Father, help us to realize it's a lot more than that. Father, help us to realize it's a walk. It's a lifestyle that you're looking upon the people that you're going to call home someday to you, Father. People that live a life that's going to stand true in front of you, Father. A life that people are going to live honest and holy and true because they love you. They love your Son, not because of his name. It's because of what he has done for them. He has cleansed them and made them a new creature. They have allowed him to come in and go through their hearts and cleanse them. We just praise and we love you, Father. Just work in all of our hearts, Father, especially in mine, Father. I want to draw closer. Oh, Father, I just want to be so much closer to you than I was. Oh, Father, there's so much more. We just look to you and we praise you, Father. We ask you to come and be in the midst of here. If you're not here, Father, it's all in vain. It's a meeting that was not even should have not even been, Father. So we want to give you all the glory and the praise. We pray this in your name. Amen. I'm sharing out of Proverbs chapter 26, verses 22 to 28. Before I start on these verses, I wanted to talk a little bit. I'm going to read them out of the King James Version, and then I'm going to read them out of the NLT Version. Another translation, just to make it a little clearer. But all these verses all talk about the same thing, if you look at them. Every one of them talk about the same thing. They're all focus on the same thing. And what blessed me is when I looked at these verses and I just sat and meditated on them. You know, there's some reasons why verses like this become part of our life. And that's when we let bitterness, strive, jealousness to get into our lives. It rules our life. It makes us so we cannot even focus anymore. A lot of times when that happens, it's because somebody is doing something that we want to be doing. And that makes us jealous. Or somebody has something that we would love to have. So what do we go? We try to tear them down. And that was really a blessing to me when I thought of it that way. You know, if you look at just like it, what the Pharisees and the scribes did to Jesus, why did they want to crucify Jesus? Why did they want to get rid of Jesus? Because they said it very plain, if we don't do anything with this man, he's going to take our place. And people are not going to come to us, they're going to go to him. There was a hate there, there was a jealousness. Jesus had something that they did not have. And that's why they were mad. And that's why they had all these people say different kind of lies about him. They paid people to do different things to hurt him. So when I look at these verses, that's what they remind me of. And another one is, we're going to come into there. Another one is when you do somebody wrong, When in your heart you know you did somebody wrong and you don't want to go make it right. Got too much pride or too much something in our life that we cannot go make it right with that person. And if we do not make it right, there's something that eats within us. And we always have to say something negative or something bad about them to make us feel better. It's another thing that can bring bitterness, hate, and jealousness into your life. It's a lot of times when I look at my own life, I'm not even speaking to you folks. When I look at my own life, when I have something against somebody, it's really me that I have something against. If you really stop and want to examine every one of our lives, it's a lot of times it's ourselves that we have a problem with. It's not the person, it's not the brother or sister, it's not the person out there on the streets, you know. So we're just going to start with verse 22. I'm going to read them and try to go through them, explain them. Then after I'm done that, and then we're going to look at some Bible verses that explain how serious these are. Because I feel like in our hearts, in my own heart, that we kind of category sin, if you know what I'm saying. You know, we wouldn't go out and do this because we absolutely know that's bad. And we know that God's going to punish those people. But we can actually maybe just say, you know, even a till barrier is one that we're going to be looking at. You know, that is not really a person that is going out saying lies about a person. That is somebody that's just going out there to keep the fire burning. When somebody did something a little wrong, but they just cannot let it lay. They got to keep that thing burning hot. They got to keep reminding the people about what this person did, you know. Just keep bringing it back up and keep bringing it back up. And that's not the way God wants us to do it. Okay, we'll start at verse 22. The words of a till barrier are as wounds. They go down into the innermost parts of the belly. And then the other translation, it says, what daily moist rumors are, but they sink deep in one's belly. Dainty means good. And that morsels means little. When I take that and I look at that, it's just a till barrier. And when I look at these two words, it's somebody that just grabs little stuff, you know, and just keeps it going. And those are the ones that hurt. You're sitting there. Now, why can't they just forget about that? I repented of that. That's in the past. But they just keep bringing it up. It's, you know, it might just be small stuff. But they just can't. But in them small little slangs and them small little things that they always throw, and you hear this person say it, and this person say it, because of this person cannot let it lay. And it hurts. And it goes deep. It goes deep into the belly. Let's go to verse 23. Burning lips and a wicked heart are like a pot shedder covered with silver dross. And the other one, it says, this one makes it very plain. Smooth words may hide a wicked heart, just as a pretty glaze over a common clay pot. It's the same thing as what Jesus says that the Pharisees and the scribes were. You guys have the outside covered perfect. You look very godly on the outside, but on the inside you are wicked. And I have read one place where they say that they took pottery that came out bad and that actually had cracks in it. And then they would take this
silver glaze or this gold glaze, and they would just cover it with a thin layer. And that's what this, when these all time together, that's what mostly what this is. A lot of times, it's your closest, a brother or somebody that's, you know, when somebody out there says something bad about you that you don't even know that much, but when it really hurts is when somebody very close to you, or if it's a brother in the church, that's when it hurts. Why couldn't he just come talk to me? You know, that's when it hurts. But that's what that verse is saying. Those are wicked people. They look good. You know, they take this and they just put on this very good godly show. As we go on down, you're going to see they're trying. Plain words is what they're trying to do is they're trying to have. A lot of times when we run somebody else down, it's because we are trying to get on top. It's what it is. That's the main reason why a lot of times we run somebody else down is because we want to get where they are, or we want to get above where they are. And we have to tear people down to do that. But at the end, you'll see here, at the end, you'll see it just doesn't pan out, if you want to say it. He that hateth dissembleth with his lips, lays up deceit within him. And the other one, it says, people with hate in their hearts may sound pleasant enough, but don't believe them. When I look up this, dissembleth means discussing it. Somebody, just like I was saying, they do not like to come and discuss it. You know, there's no better way to get things straight out on the table and to get things fixed is if you just come face to face with somebody and you talk it out. And then that's when you can actually go forward. But this is this guy that has this cover on him, he's wicked within. He does not want to come and make things right. He wants to keep being a till barrier. I mean, when you look at them all, they just all, you know, he just doesn't want to go back and make things right because he doesn't want to let his reputation down. He wants to keep the fire burning. He wants to keep making this. He has still enough hate within him, and he has still enough jealousness within him that he just cannot make it right. He wants to keep going on with it. And 25, it goes right on. It says, when he speaketh fair, believe him not. For there are seven abominations in his heart. Then 25 over here says, though they pretend to be kind, their hearts are full of all kinds of evil. They have a motive within them. And that whole motive is to make them look good, or him look good, or she look good. And while she's doing that, she's going to have to bring some other people down. Goes again right there. Whose hate is covered by deceit, his wickedness shall be shown before the whole congregation. Then the other one says, while their hatred may be concealed by trickery, it will finally come to the light for all to see. We can hide for so long, it will come out. Your true character will come out finally. And I always said, if it doesn't come out in this life, we have a true judge that is judging every one of us. There's a judge that knows our heart better than we know our hearts. And he is going to bring it to the surface someday. I don't care what or who you are, but there will be a judge that's going to judge us. And he's going to bring out what's within us. So that my plea is, let's live what's in the inside on the outside also. I mean, that's a hypocrite. That's false advertisement. If your mind is filthy and dirty, don't confess to be a Christian. I have done that. Back years, I don't even want to talk about it, but that makes me weep. That's a sad state of life to be in. That's a very sad state. There's no happiness within it. There's no joy within it. The most joy you can get is just living for Christ. Living for Christ and not worry what everybody else is doing. If you're content with yourself, if you're happy with yourself, your focus is going to be on you and your family and on Christ. You don't have to be worrying what everybody else is doing. You just focus. And if you're content with your own life, and if you're content where Christ has you, there's no more pleasance and no more joy within that. Whosoever diggeth a pit shall fall therein. He that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him. 27, on this other translation, it says, if you set a trap for others, you will get caught in it yourself. If you roll a bounder down on others, it will roll back and crush you. So it does come back and bite you. Because what happens is once people really see really what your motives are, if you're one of these people, when they once find out what your motives are, what you want to get accomplished, they will turn their backs on you. They won't follow you. Or they don't even want to be your friend anymore. Because they see, once it has been shown to the whole congregation really what your motives are. You can yourself imagine what you would think of that person. Especially if he's a confession Christian. He's a loving person. But he's just all for myself. That's really what we're talking about, is myself.28 says, a lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it, and flattering mouth worketh a ruin. That one there, I've been trying to figure that one out. Afflicted means crushed. And the other one, I say, the lying tongue hates its victims. And flattering causes ruin. Okay. So when you look at all of them, they just kind of step one right after another. And to me, I felt like they're talking about the same person. And it tells you what's going to happen and what's going to come of him. Okay, James 3:14-16 says, but if you have bitterness, enmity, strife in your hearts, glory not, lie not against the truth. This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, senseless, and devilish. For where there For where any strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. See, strife comes in a lot. If you really stop and look at it, I mean, it spoke volumes to me. It spoke volumes to me is when I started thinking, you know, a lot of times when you are, like I just said, when you really stop and want to just examine ourselves, a lot of times when we don't like somebody, it's because they have something you have that you don't have, or they're doing something that you're not doing, or they are something and it just works on you. But if you can just let that go, if you can just glory God. I mean, realizing if you want to stop and really meditate on it, He says it's very plain. Our life is only a vapor. I mean, I just been really thinking the last couple months, I've been thinking, why are we get so involved in this life? I mean, I had a good friend of mine that I went canoeing with and stuff. I probably said it before, but his words keep sinking into my head, and I keep hearing his words. He was on I think he had only like 3 weeks to live on cancer. And I was there visiting one day, and he said to me, he says, John, he says, you could write me out a $1 million check right now, and it wouldn't mean nothing to me. It would not have any value. He only had 3 weeks to live, they gave him. He said, that wouldn't mean nothing to me. It'd just be a piece of paper. It made me think how short life is. How we get so involved in that we think we got to keep making money. We got to somehow just go and go. You know, I know the Bible says we need to provide for our families. But I've just been really convicted about, you know, when is enough enough? When is enough enough? And liars, I wanted to bring this out here in Revelation 21:8. It brings all about this unbelievers, murderers, whoremongers, all these, but the one I wanted to bring out, and it says, all liars shall have their part in the lake with burning with fire and brimstone. All liars. And what we were just reading here in those verses, a lot of that was just lies. People saying, you know, it's I feel like a lot of people don't want to look at I don't look at them as small things, but a lot of times we can look at them as small things. I have a reason to hate that person. I have a reason that I can say that about that person. But God don't look at it that way. God don't look at it that way. It's a lie is a lie, and a hate is a hate. There's no categories in hate. Or if you're jealous or enmity, you know, it says not to want what your neighbor has, you know? Then I'm going to go to Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 to 5. If there be therefore any consolations in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, fulfill you my love, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being one accord and one of mine. Let nothing be done through strife and vain glory, but in lowliness and in mind let others esteem others better than themselves. Let not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which also in Christ Jesus. I mean, that says a lot right there. And I'm telling you, the only way you can truly live just what I just read, if you're fully in Christ. If you fully realize how short your life is. You fully realize that this is just a temporary place we are. Why do I want to build myself up so high? Why do I want to run other people down to that way I'm great? Why do I want to do this that way people recognize me? You know, we want that attitude. We might as well quit coming to church. Then I was going to go there to Galatians 5, 19 and 21. It talks about there were the things that will not enter the kingdom of God. I just wanted to picture some of it. There's right there, it's all again, you know, hate, wrath, strife. I mean, just look at that in verse 20. You know, hate, wrath, and strife is things that we kind of want to look down lightly. It's not as bad as adultery and fornication, is it? Or witchcraft, is it? I mean, really, stop and think about it. We don't want to really category those with that, do we? With drunkenness? I mean, really think about it. We don't want to do that. That's kind of hurts. But God puts them all in the same bucket. They're all in the same bucket. Once we realize that, that you won't sit at home on your rocking chair and and grinding about what somebody did to you. I mean, my heart, my prayer is that I've been crying out when somebody does do me something wrong, that it can bounce off of my shoulders like it never, not to let me affect for an hour or 2 hours or three, that it just bounces off and just Christ. Realizing that they're human and I'm human. I probably do other people wrong too. You know. When you realize that I'm not perfect, then we can forgive someone else. Once we think that we're better than everybody else, then when somebody does us wrong, we're going to sit there and just, we ain't going to let it go. We're going to dwell on it and ruin your life. That's what it does. Then I want to go to Colossians 3, 9 to 15. Lie not one to another. See that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision or uncircumcision, bond or free, but Christ in all. But on therefore as elect of God, holy, beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness and longsuffering. And 13 is where I wanted to come. Forbearing one another, forgiving one another, if many have the quarrel against any, even as is God, as Christ forgave you, also do you. And above all these things, put on charity, which is in the bond of perfection. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body. Ye be thankful. So it's all, if you look at these verses, they're all the same. And for closing, I wanted to go to Colossians 3, chapter 3, verse 23 to 25. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, not unto men. Knowing that of the Lord you shall receive and reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respecter of person. That says it all. Don't think because of You go to Bern Christian Fellowship, you're exempt. You can do whatever you want to, and you're going to still get to heaven because you go there. So many people do. They think because I'm this kind of a religion, or I'm this, and I'm this, and I'm this, so I can do this. No. God is looking for people that are walking honestly, truly, and their focus on Him, and living a life that speaks what they say. So God bless you.